Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Farmers from Minnesota and North Dakota recently joined a discrimination lawsuit against the Department of Agriculture. The group behind the lawsuit alleges the USDA COVID-19 relief program for socially disadvantaged farmers discriminates based on race. A lead attorney for the case filed in North Dakota tells the Grand Forks Herald their concern is for inequity and discrimination against them just on the basis of their race or skin color. In a similar lawsuit, white farmers argue the program violates their constitutional rights. The USDA announced the program in April that includes $4 billion in loan assistance for Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Asian American farmers. The funds are currently on hold via court injunctions, and the Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack defends the program as addressing longstanding racial equality issues within the department and across agriculture. The attorney representing North Dakota farmers claims the federal government has two options, either amend the program to allow aid to all farmers or disband the program entirely. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says near to above normal temperatures will continue across the nation for the period from July 27th to August 2nd.
It does look like a warm end to July and start to August, as we expect near to above normal temperatures nationwide. The hottest weather relative to normal will be in the same areas, primarily across the interior Northwest, the Northern Plains, and the upper Midwest. Also in late July and early August, during the 7-day period, we expect near or below normal rainfall across much of the country. That does bring some concerns with above normal temperatures and below normal rainfall that some areas, especially those marginally dry areas, could start running out of moisture for summer crops. The one area that does look like above normal rainfall is possible during the last 5 days of July, first 2 days of August, the Great Basin and the Intermountain West, as the monsoon circulation is expected to remain active.
Farmers who suffer losses from natural disasters need financial certainty. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett says the Wildfire Hurricane Indemnity Program, commonly known as WIP, offset those losses in 2018 and 2019.
It serves to provide payments to producers to offset losses from hurricanes, wildfires, and other qualifying natural disasters that occurred in 2018 and 2019. WIP Plus covers the losses of crops, trees, bushes, and vines that occurred as a result of those disaster events, milk losses due to adverse weather conditions, and losses to on-farm stored commodities.
Bennett adds farmers will need WIP and WIP Plus coverage again for 2020 and 2021. This is Inside Agriculture.